It's a bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys on 760 WJR. Sponsored by Pro Home Improvement. To schedule a free estimate of your roof or siding project, visit ProHomeMI.com. Mention the Inside Outside Guys, and you'll get 15% off. Now here is the Inside Guy, Ken Calverley, and the Outside Guy, Chuck Bridenstine.
Longtime team partner, the Inside Outside Guys, Chuck, and the only reason you remember where we met them is because I remind you every time we have a show like this.
That's true, yeah. With my lack of memory, I need that little poke in the chest. But you know what? I also remember that Pro Home Improvement takes great care of our listeners and has for a lot of years, so this becomes a real easy show to do.
It is. We first met Tim Percasey, the owner, at the Silver Dome, the classic Silver Dome. It's not there anymore, but the classic Pro Home Improvement still is, been around a long time, and we're going to take the next hour and feature Pro Home Improvement right here on the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR AM 7.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Pro Home Improvement. If your house is ugly, this is a company that can make it look beautiful and brand new again, just like that first day you saw it and bought it. Tim, little history for anybody out there that might not know about you and the company.
Yeah, sure. So thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, guys. I took over Pro Home Improvement in 2011, and I have been the only owner since then, primary owner. You know, we started this business looking to help people out and looking for good contractors. You know, it's hard to find, so that's
Absolutely.
Why we started. We wanted to provide good work and be around for a long time, and that's kind of how we're here still.
And you have been around for a long time and doing good work for a long time.
Well, I was going to say that's the key because, you know, you don't survive in this industry if you're not doing what you're supposed to, right?
No, never. I mean, you know, we stand behind our guarantee all the time. We don't have many issues. Of course, you're going to get a leak here and there, but we always respond to it, you know, immediately. So I think that's what helps us in the long run.
We've always said it's not whether you have problems or not. It's how you handle them, how you react when you do have a problem.
Right. And we have great employees here, and they really take care of the customers. They have all been here, you know, 6, 7, 8 years with me. So I think they understand that I want the customer taken care of, and now they've adopted that same philosophy moving forward. So their main priority is the homeowners.
Tim, you're the original one on the show that started using the word, literally throwing the word around guarantee more than everybody else. And Chuck and I
kind
both
of scared us when you first did.
It did. Really? It's like he's saying it. I remember saying to you, are you saying guarantee or warranty? And you put out guarantee all the time. And bottom line, you guarantee your customer satisfaction.
We do guarantee our work for 25 years. This is a no-frills, you know, warranty. We're not blaming the manufacturer and putting the onus on you to go chase down the manufacturer. If there is any problem with your project, you call us, we fix it, and then we deal with the manufacturer or the supplier or whoever caused the issue. But knock on wood, to this date, we've never replaced a roof yet, you know. So
it's because you do it right the first time?
We definitely try to do it right the first. You know, we use good products. We don't use garbage. That's another reason why I can stand behind that guarantee. I know the products that we're putting on the house are going to stand up to the test of time, so I'm not afraid to use that 25-year guarantee word. We just take care of it if it becomes an issue.
I love it, and that's part of, if people listen to the underlying message here, you will not use inferior product. You don't go out and buy product from just anybody.
No, we only use the best. You know, we use CertainTeed shingles, which I consider the best. We use Mastic siding, which I consider the best. The line that we use is a really thick siding. You know, we use gutters that you could literally hang off of, you know, because of the gutter hangers that we install.
Even me?
Maybe.
Oh, come on. You're looking good and trim there, buddy.
No, we try to use the best products we can find. And, you know, we're not just out there shopping the most expensive things in the world. You know, we're using the best products that we can that will be affordable for customers and stand the test of time.
That's a matter of value rather than price in our mind.
Me too. Like, I don't always, I always tell people we're going to be in the middle. You know, you're going to get some high quotes, you're going to get some low quotes. We're usually going to come in the middle, and that's where I want to be. With our products to come in the middle, I think we're doing a good service.
That was my next sentence, with the CertainTeed product and the Mastic products to come in the middle. Those are some of the, I mean, they're more the more expensive products out there, and if you're able to come in the middle, that means you're doing something better somewhere else. And I'm guessing it's with educating your employees, learning more about the new technologies as they come through.
I think a lot of it, too, is honestly, it's the employees that have been here so long. They know what we want. They know what we expect. They know how the jobs are supposed to be installed. So if they see anything going wrong during an install, you know, I have five project managers here that oversee all of our installs crews. So, you know, you don't only have the installers that we've had forever working on your home. We have the project managers that are familiar with these installers, and it kind of makes the job go much easier.
Tim, you chose to be a specialist rather than a generalist. You want to explain what that means to your customers?
Sure. So we only partake in five products: roofing, siding, gutters, insulation, and windows. That's it. Anything else, we'll try to recommend you somebody if we know somebody good, but we don't take on deck projects and things like that. These are the areas that we know and that we concentrate on. I think it makes it easier for everybody here to not be a jack of all trades, but, you know, a master of five, basically.
I like that, a master of five.
We'll tell you, you are 100% right in that, and we see that in contractors all the time that go after and try to do too many trades, and eventually the good ones always pull back and go back to what they know and know best.
It's hard to do everything and just be a straight-up general contractor. You know, you have to have so much knowledge. So we stick to the products we know, we stick to the projects that we know, and we have great success doing that.
And that offer, that allows you to use that word guarantee.
It does. Yep. I wouldn't guarantee a deck I did for 25 years because we're not deck specialists.
So I respect the heck out of it.
Absolutely. Now, the siding products you offer, we get this question a lot, Tim. Answer it for us. Should I get a siding product with the insulation built right in it, or should I have a insulation, rigid insulation put against the wall first?
It's really a customer choice. We do offer foam-backed siding products. They are at the top of the product pricing line.
Okay.
So those are the expensive ones. But on every single siding job we do, we add half-inch foam behind your siding. That just comes with our package. So we're adding a 4x8 sheet of foam, I'm sorry, and it has an R value of 3. So we put that on first. That smooths out your house, you know, hides any deficiencies. And then we wrap that with our home wrap, and then we put siding. So even if you don't buy the foam back siding, you're still going to get foam added to your home with our projects.
I tell you, I don't know if we've heard that. That's automatically included on a siding job. So they're going to get an R3, then wrapped with the house wrap, which is going to tremendously help air seal the house at that point. And then that's put on. So, wow, that's pretty good. And then if they want, they can buy the premium siding and get even more.
They could. And the foam back does have a little bit of an advantage because the foam is adhered to the whole siding panel. But with the 046 siding that we use, it's so thick already that, like I tell you guys all the time, I have baseballs thrown at my house all the time for my kids. I haven't cracked a piece yet. So.
And you would know.
Yeah, I would.
And anyone that's ever been around siding knows cheap siding breaks, cracks very easily.
Yeah, the easiest one to see is from the landscaping weed whip around your corner posts,
right,
and stuff. You'll see if people use, you know, corner posts that aren't thick, you're going to end up with cracks instantly.
And you use the word deficiencies, distortions. When you drive by a house and you look down a sidewall and you see all these in and out and waves, you know, your process, your procedure eliminates that.
It does its best to eliminate that. Obviously, we're not going to reframe the home or anything.
Nope.
You know,
that's a good point.
You know, if your house was built in the 50s and it never had foam before, it's going to help. It's not going to fix everything, but it's greatly going to help.
Especially if they have those real long side views.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all of those are going to have a little bit of waviness in there, but we've all seen the ones that we look at and we wouldn't accept on our home.
Correct. Yeah. And though, you know, and that's the homeowner's decision then. Do they want to get into rebuilding that wall to get rid of a little bit of a deficiency? Or once we put the foam on and the siding, did we cover enough of it for them to be happy?
I like that.
Okay. Well, let's take a break. We get back from break. Let's discuss some homeowner maintenance tips and when it is time to to get a new roof. I mean, what can a homeowner look for at their roof to say, hey, I think it's time to call Pro Home Improvement? Stick around for another segment, another few segments of the Inside Outside Guys on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR, sponsored by Pro Home Improvement. To schedule a free estimate of your roof or siding project, visit prohomemi.com, mention the Inside Outside Guys, and you'll get 15% off. Once again, here's Ken and Chuck.
Ken, before we went to break, you challenged Tim to come up with maybe a list that a homeowner can work their way down, just visual inspections, those kind of things, what to look for.
Yeah, not long ago, Tim, I put a post on the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page of an actual paver, and it was a great illustration of how much moss destroys concrete. It was obvious that when he pulled a piece of moss off, you could see the concrete missing from the paver, and you could see the concrete on the back of the piece of moss.
Concrete,
exactly. So if it does that to concrete, what does it do to asphalt, shingles? Besides that, give us some tips a homeowner can look for when they think it may be time, or just for they can tell whether it's time or not to start thinking about a new roof.
So if you see moss on your roof, you probably need a new roof, because nowadays they add in a product when it rains that washes down the roof and will eliminate that moss for you. So most houses that have newer shingles, you will not see moss.
So is that a zinc added into the shingle?
It is, yes.
Okay.
Yes, right. And it's activated, and that should keep the moss off the roof. That's the new technology.
And as I say, that's what we were talking about last segment, about the new technology and how you're keeping up with that, okay?
Right. So that, you know, every major shingle manufacturer includes that now in their products. It's not just CertainTeed, but...
So any new roof put out there, can a company like yourself guarantee no moss?
Oh. I've never seen moss grow on a roof. I would never guarantee it, because I don't know that CertainTeed does, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
But they do put that out there to combat the problem. Just like we'll never guarantee that you're not going to see an ice dam, but we're going to do everything
Good
we can
you.
To tell you how to avoid those ice dams.
Good
you know, acts of God, we can't guarantee against that. There's no way.
What else should people be looking for?
All right, so shingles popping up, if you start to see that, you know, gaps in the shingles, that might be a sign that you need a new roof. Go up and check your gutters. If there's a lot of shingle granules in your gutters, it might be time for a new roof. And if you don't know and you wanted a quote, just give us a call. We'll come out and check. We'll give you our honest opinion.
What if I have a three-tap shingle on my roof? Chances are it probably needs to be replaced.
Probably. I mean, you know, they do make the three-tab now, and some people still like that look. So we do them once in a great while. I bet you maybe one or two a year.
You go back 20 years, that's all that was being replaced.
Right. So nowadays, it's all the dimensional shingles are the rage, and that, you know, they look much nicer, and the three tabs aren't much cheaper, so you might as well get the one that looks architecturally nicer.
I like that. Now, you've mentioned CertainTeed a couple of times. Why does Pro Home Improvement use CertainTeed?
Because I trust them. I know if anything goes wrong, I can call them. I know that they'll send their rep out to a home with me. If we have any problems whatsoever, it's happened numerous times, I'll bring the rep out and say, hey, I'm not sure here. This is what I'm thinking. Am I wrong? And they'll give you a straight up answer, you know, and that's what I like from them. So they've been a great partner of ours. We've used them since the beginning. We've never used another shingle. Once in a great while, we may have to
use a customer request something.
Yeah, GAF or something like that, which I think GAF is a good product too. You know, if they have a garage already done in GAF and they want us to do the house in GAF, I'm not opposed to that, but 99.999% of our jobs are CertainTeed shingles.
I like it.
What about, here's another question we get all the time on the InsideOutsideGuys.com is, I've got a three tab. Can a contractor just go over top of that? Can you go over top of a three tab shingle?
You can. The state code allows for up to two layers, so you can do it. I, however, don't recommend it, and here's why. Let's say you just go right up top, right over top of your three tab with a new dimensional shingle. Well, that shingle's probably been up there for 30, 35, 40 years. The wood could be deteriorating underneath, and you'll never know without taking those shingles off. So all of my time is spent on doing re-roofs. We don't do recovers.
Good.
In saying that, I just did one for my aunt the other day, but her situation was a little bit different.
Was that Aunt Denise?
No, it was not. That was my Aunt Fran. My Aunt Fran's 90, and her roof was looking really, really bad. So in order to save her some money, I did it. But that was probably the first time ever. Aunt Denise is a big fan of the show, and she's always listening.
I respect your candor. You know,
hi, Aunt Denise.
You didn't have to admit that.
I just did it like 2 days ago for my aunt. So, but I wouldn't recommend that for anybody else. Her situation is very different. So
how important is ventilation? Because we get that question all the time.
You can put a roof on perfectly, all up to code, and if you vent it wrong, that roof is going to be garbage. It's going to deteriorate right away. So we're experts in ventilation. We look at that when we sell the roof. That's one of the things we look at is, okay, how are we going to ventilate this roof? Do they have baffles? Do they have soffit vents? Do they have can vents? Do they have ridge vents? These are all things that we are looking at when we are selling you a roof. And we educate the customer on that. You know, nine jobs we go to that have cans, we convert to ridge vent because it's a better product. The higher, you want to exhaust your roof as high as you possibly can, which would be the ridge, not cans, 3 feet down from the ridge. And you want to intake the lowest you possibly can, which would be underneath the soffit. So, now, not all houses you can do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's times where we'll have to use a product to ventilate, to intake from the very top of the bottom shingle. We have those products available to us because not everybody has soffits. So there's a lot of innovative products out there, which mean that we can ventilate your home up to code no matter what.
Starting around the early 90s, and there was some before this, Chuck, we've talked about this on the show before, the builder stopped building smaller houses. They only started building what we used to call McMansions or smaller mansions. And now we're getting to the time where a lot of those houses are starting to need new roofs. And you're getting to those roofs. And when you look at a house that has that many different elevations in the roof line in it, or different ways that roof faces, ventilation's got to be your top concern for so many of these houses.
It is. It is one of our top concerns. We know we're going to have the right roofing product. We know we're going to install it right, but we have to know we ventilated it right, or it could burn up. And then we're on the line because of that guarantee. So those are things we look at with every single roof.
I love that you said we're experts at ventilation. That is so important. I hope our listeners are taking notes because that is so critical.
Yes.
Every year, my staff and I go to ventilation training, which is put on by AirVent, and we learn all the newest ventilation tricks, what products might be out there that are new. So we're always up to date on our ventilation.
So since you're doing all this the right way, what is the warranty? What is the guarantee that Pro Home Improvement offers?
25 years, everything.
25 years and everything. Labor, material, everything.
There's no fine print. There's no red tape. There's just call us. We will fix it. We've been doing it. I mean, I've been a partner of yours for, 10 years? We've never had a complaint that I didn't fix a roof.
12.
12?
Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's our guarantee.
And we would have heard about it.
You would have heard about it by now.
We would have. You got
and Google would have heard about it by now, too.
You're right. No, that's a great point, because when you first became a team partner, that wasn't a concern.
Right.
I mean, that wasn't a concern like it is today. And
yeah, when we first started, I mean, you know, I remember getting into this business, and we were all concerned about the BBB.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Google just took over everything as
Yelp
far as reviews.
And all that stuff, right?
Right. They just took over. So I really focus on our Home Advisor reviews, where we have thousands of them, and our Google reviews to get feedback from the customers. You know, we take those reviews seriously. We don't want negative reviews. Obviously, nobody
sure.
does. But if we do get one, they come once in a while, we will handle them.
Is it fair to say if there's an issue, if I'm your customer and I have any issue, you want me to call you?
I want you to call me right away. Correct. I don't want you to go on to Google and complain about you didn't get something. Just call us.
Don't want them to wait because it'll only get worse.
Right. Just call us. We're here to help. We're here to stand behind our work. You know, I think sometimes people will just go to gripe about their issues or whatever without even calling the company.
Exactly.
We see that all the time.
Right. Call us. We're not here to, you know, we have a guarantee for a reason. We want to stand behind it. So if you see anything, give us a call.
And I did mention earlier the different elevations in roof. A part part of that is the different slopes in the exact same roofs. I mean, you can have one house that has a 12-12 or worse, and then on one part of the house, you could have a 2-12.
Or a zero.
Or zero. There you go.
And we are set up to, the only reason I mentioned that, we are set up to with flat roofing products also. So, you know, we see a lot of homes that we do that'll have a 12-12, just like you said, and then the very top will be a big flat roof. You know, that. So we run into those all the time.
All right, well, let's go to break. We get back from break. Let's talk about some of the different kinds of products that you offer and the different styles, whether it's roofing and a lot of different siding options you offer for your customers. Stay tuned for more with the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Pro Home Improvement, only on 760 WJR.
Welcome back. The Inside Outside Guys bonus hour, the education hour, sponsored by Pro Home Improvement. Tim, vinyl siding ain't what it used to be, right? This is not your father's vinyl products that you guys offer.
Oh, no. Nowadays, I mean, you can go the full color spectrum. For instance, I have blue on my house. It's called Newport Bay. It's a darker blue, you know.
It's getting very popular, though.
Popular blue that everybody's using, right? And it's been on my house since, I think, 2017. Not one bit of...
Trendsetter.
But no fading is my point. It is not faded. And there's dark browns, there's deep reds, there's all kinds of products that you can use now that look beautiful. And the great part about Mastic is they don't fade. You know, they've tested all this material. They've with the advances in polymers and however they make the siding. I'm not claiming to be a siding expert by any means as when it comes to making it, but it does not fade. So there's some really cool color combinations that you can use nowadays.
How about cracking and splitting like we used to see with the original old vinyls?
With the Quest siding that I used, I believe we touched on this earlier, it's 0.046 thickness, which is one of the highest in the industry. And it does not. I have zero cracks in my house.
You can't break it. I mean, you can't take it and bend it and break it. I don't care how many times you go back and forth. You just can't do it.
No,
cheap siding, we've all done that.
Yeah, my house is a good example because I did put that on when it first came out, and there's no cracks. There's no fading. There's no denting. There's no nothing. So I know that it's on my house. It still looks good after 5, 6, 7 years. It's going to look good on your house, too.
What if you had to replace a single piece or two?
Easy enough. We've done it before. We did have one issue. I think I told you guys this before. We had one issue where a long, long time ago, we had to replace one or two pieces, and they didn't quite match.
Just a different, either a different color lot or faded differently?
Right? No, I believe that Mastic changed their color. I do. Because when we put that new color on, the old siding wasn't fading. It just didn't match the new siding.
Interesting.
So I called up Mastic, and what'd they do? They gave me enough to redo the whole wall.
Problem solved.
And they paid for the labor. So that's, you know, you're going to have issues once in a while, but just like CertainTeed, Mastic stands behind their
products. That's huge.
So it is.
I mean, for a homeowner to see that and go, I don't like that, and you go, okay.
We fixed it.
And you just repair the wall.
Well, we agreed with them. I mean, it did look crappy. You know,
you not, right?
Right. I mean, it's common sense. Yes, you're right. And the only way to fix it was to redo the entire wall.
So I'm a homeowner. I have a house on a lake, or I have a unique style of house, and I just don't want basic siding. I don't want 4-inch, 6-inch, whatever. What kind of different styles does Mastic offer?
Everything you can think of. We have products nowadays that look just like Hardy when they're done. They're single 7-inch pieces, so you can get the look of Hardy on your home from vinyl siding without any maintenance moving forward. They make all kinds of shake products.
A Hardy board, like a cementitious, it looks just like that.
It looks just like it when you're done. Just like it.
That's cool.
I did have a homeowner once, I believe he was in Waterford, and a tree hit the one side of his house, and he had Hardy everywhere, and he wanted me to replace the one side. I'm like, well, we only do vinyl, sir. He's like, well, you have that 7-inch product, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, use that. I'm like, are you sure? He's like, yeah. So we did it. You cannot tell the difference. He has three sides of his home done in Hardy and one done in vinyl siding. They look the exact
same. Except he's going to have to repaint the
Except he's going to have to repaint the other three sides.
That's somewhat ironic, isn't it?
It is. How about vertical patterns or shakes? Because some of the shakes used to look like plastic.
Yeah, nowadays they look great. You know, we do lots of jobs with shakes nowadays. And the vertical patterns, we use what what's called board and batten. We'll use that in a lot of applications too. You can really dress up your home by mixing board and batten and regular siding and shake. And you'll see a lot of these new homes that are built, they do that. They incorporate 3-4 different kinds of siding into their exterior style, and they come out looking great. It's really up to the homeowner's imagination what they would want to do.
What's so interesting about that, Chuck, is, you know, board and batten originally was kind of just thrown up to make sure the wind didn't get through. I mean, trying to break the wind from the house.
It was actually a product made for houses probably 35 years ago that was literally a foam product. I don't know if you remember it, but a lot of guys bought it. It was expensive, put it on, and then the sun just tore it up.
Right.
Yeah, just tore it up, and I remember driving by those houses going, oh my goodness, those people got to reinvest again. But this is a permanent product you're using.
Permanent. I mean, worst case scenario, 10 years down the road, 5 years down the road, power wash it.
Yeah.
Back to looking brand new.
And, you know, it's funny because I can attest to this. Back in 2010, I had a cottage up north, and I wanted to do a cedar shake look. And everyone I looked at, just it looked terrible. It looked like it was just, you know, they put one color on, and like they sprayed it from a distance or touched it. Mastic had such a beautiful product, Chuck. You saw it.
Yeah.
And I did the cottage with it. And that was 10 years ago, and it looked so real. I can't even imagine what it looks like nowadays.
Yeah, they have so many different styles. For, you know, hand split shake and square shake and scalloped shake. I mean, there's a million different combinations that you can get into.
And let's tell people, you can accent the front of a house with a product like that and then still do the, you know, not basic, but the regular vinyl siding on the side. So they could do like a wainscot a few feet up in this product, correct?
Of course, yep.
And the peaks. Something, right, and then
the gable peak over the garage or something like that. We've had a lot of people that will do that with shakes. We have a lot of people that will use the board and batten on their covered porch. And then use shakes on the peaks and then use siding everywhere else. And it really looks good together. Really, you're just limited by your imagination because the products are out there.
How about the stone wall cladding?
They do make it. I'm warming up to it a little bit.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it. I agree with that.
It takes a while.
It does. At first, you know, when we first did it, I bet you 10 years, not maybe
yeah,
not 10
terrible.
Years ago.
I agree.
I did it for a customer right down the road, and it looked okay. And you know, I tried to talk him out of it because he had the money to do the real stone. I did try to talk him out of it, but he wanted to do it. It looked pretty good, but it's been getting better since then.
Yes.
I mean, I can still tell looking at a house, and I know you guys can tell, but I don't know that 99% of the people could tell it's not real stone nowadays. So it's getting better.
It is getting better. But, you know, you just mentioned all these different things you can do to a house, and you said the word, it's anything they can imagine. Do you have the ability to design this and show them what it's going to look like before they purchase it? You know, do you have the software where you could take a picture of their house and put this, show them the stuff?
Mastic does have that ability. Certainty does have that ability. It's not something we do as a company, but if as a homeowner, if you wanted to take a picture of your home and submit it to one of these companies, they will give you a builder tool back with your house plugged into it. And then you could start playing with it that way.
Oh,
you know,
for our, out of your hands. I love that.
Yeah,
that's
and
great.
For the engineer types of people, they love that. You know, they can get to see everything. Now, when you buy siding from us, you know, we've done so many houses that we, you know, we can look at your contract and we can already see what your house is going to look like, but it's not the same for customers.
And you could probably reference people to homes you've done that they could drive by and take a look at that siding.
Oh, yeah, we have a whole picture book that my whole sales staff has. It has jobs we've done for 10 years, and they can look through and get ideas through that. So we do bring that book with us to all the jobs.
Good.
We'll show the customers houses. I've used my house an example 50 times because everybody seems to love that concert. So I just send them a picture of my house and show them what we did, and if they want to copy it, go for it. But we have a lot of examples to show them.
It's hard for people to choose colors.
It is.
Especially for something as permanent as your roofs, your siding.
I just got done doing my friend's house, and we did his house was built in the 90s, just like you guys were talking about. So it was at that point where it needed the upgrade. So we did everything for him. We did windows, roofing, and siding. We even put a metal roof on for him. And, you know, when picking colors, we did obviously a black metal roof on the porch. porch was going to match the black shingles. And it was so hard for him because the first day we were putting the black metal roof on, he called me out there to tell me it wasn't black. I'm like, and then I'm like, but Chris, you're colorblind. It's black. Trust me. Let me get the rest of the roof open.
It's your friend you can say that to.
Exactly.
But so we probably said a few other things as well.
but once we did get the black roof, the shingles up in comparison to the black metal roof, then he noticed, oh, yeah, it's black. So
it'd be a nice accent.
It was. It's a gorgeous house. His house is beautiful. It looks like it was built, you know, yesterday, and it was built in the 90s. So these are upgrades we can make, and it really, you know, it's what the customer wants. What do they want to achieve? And we can help them get there.
Well, because you guys see it every day. I mean, some of the things that are popular right now, those black trim looks are very popular for people. And the darker trim looks are very popular for people, but they don't want to get something that they think may not be popular in 5 or 10 years.
I just heard, too, and I don't know how true this is. I heard this the other day, that they have come out with black siding and black soffit. I don't know where. I haven't seen it yet, but I have heard about this product. So that one will be interesting to see over the long term.
Yes, it will. Yep. Any energy savings, any energy difference in using a good vinyl product?
Well, I think the energy savings comes when we add that R3 foam to your walls.
And the air sealing that comes along with that.
And then the house wrap over top of that, because, you know, all those 90s build homes that we've been talking about, they don't have anything behind the siding. Maybe some house wrap and then the siding.
You're
That's
so
it.
Right. You're so, so right.
So we're adding that half-inch foam to seal all the gaps. Then we're putting the vapor barrier over that. So
hey, there's nothing that pays you back faster than insulation. Starts paying you back right away so they get some return on their investment.
Yeah,
right
and you
away.
Get that free with our siding. You know, we're adding that insulation board no matter what.
Okay, we got a few questions. When we get back from break, we're going to talk about the sense of urgency. How are the supply chains? Are we still dealing with that as an industry? And any special deals the listeners may have, they just mentioned the inside guy's name here. And let's talk about why, for your next project, you want to go with Pro Home Improvement. Stay tuned for more with the Inside Outside Guys on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Sponsored by Pro Home Improvement. To schedule a free estimate of your roof or siding project, visit ProHomeMI.com. Mention the Inside Outside Guys, and you'll get 15% off. Once again, here's Ken and Chuck.
Tim, the owner, Chief Cook Bottle Washer, everything flows upward to you. Why should people go with Pro for roofing and siding?
Well, today's September 3rd, and it's my birthday, and I'm on the air with you guys, so...
Happy birthday.
God bless you.
Thank you. I'm getting old. No,
We all are. That's a better alternative, believe me.
I think it's because of our employees, to be quite honest with you. Our employees are great. They know to take care of the customer. They want to help the customer. They feel good when they help the customer. So, you know, we have a really good staff here, and I trust them to handle the day-to-day operations, and that's why I would go with my company.
You've created that culture, let's be honest. That doesn't happen by accident.
No, when we first started, I was the project manager, and I took care of all the customers, and I scheduled all the jobs, and I ordered all the materials. And now, since obviously we've grown and grown and grown, now Justin takes care of that for me. And I trained Justin, and I trained Keith, and they know what I want. So I don't have to worry about them. I'm not worried about them at all. I don't micromanage them. I don't ask them really anything. I know they get their job done, and that's all that I care about. And I know that they take care of customers because I read the reviews. So that's really how I like to tell people to go with us, because we have a good team. We have dedicated employees, we have great products, and we care about your home.
But the way you built this business, when you kept saying, I did this, so that now you know, Tim, what's expected of that position, so you know what to expect out of those guys. You give them clear policies and procedures to follow, and then they take what we call ownership of the company. You don't need to worry about them once you teach them those policies and procedures.
It's been like that for probably about 5, 6, 7 years now. Your word is exactly right. They've taken ownership of it. I don't need to ask them about anything. Nowadays, I worry about the employees and paying all the bills, and the employees worry about the customers, and it's a good cycle.
So a listener out there contemplating new siding or new roofing, is there a sense of urgency? We've been pushing that for 3 years now because of supply chain issues and everything else.
The supply chains are loosening up a little bit, but I would say the sense of urgency is price. Because if you need a new roof and you need new siding, the cheapest that product will ever be is today. Tomorrow it might go up another 10%. You guys guys have seen all the letters that I see constantly.
Yeah, you show us those. Yeah, that's scary.
And during COVID, you know, those letters were coming every few months, it seemed, with the increasing fuel costs and the increasing cost to make products and the increasing oil costs. I mean, they, like we were talking about in the break, the shingle prices and the siding prices are never going backwards. They're never going to go less than they are today. So if you wait and try to say, oh, my roof can get one more winter, well, one, you might pay 20 to 30% more, and two, your roof might end up with ice dams or something like that, catastrophic over the winter. So if you're at that point where you might just want to try to get ride through the winter, you'd want to call us right
now. Well, it's going to cost them more, bottom line.
It will benefit.
I mean, these products that you install are petroleum-based products, so they're going up, and you said something during the break. They never go down.
They're never coming back down. Yeah. So I would recommend, you know, if you're thinking about it, call us up, get a quote. It's never going to be cheaper before than it is today, and we can get you done. Roofing is a quick turnaround. We can usually get those done in 2, 3, 4 weeks tops.
Really?
Yeah.
From sign up to finish job.
From sign up to...
Okay.
Permit called in and finalized.
Limitations on product, Tim?
They had been restricting colors on some of the roofing during the pandemic.
Yeah.
But those are loosening up now, and they're starting to come back out with those colors.
Tim, what happens if I sign up with a roof for you today? You don't get to the 4 weeks, but you get two letters in the meantime saying your prices have gone up.
Oh, well, I eat it.
Okay.
So, yeah, we don't ever call up, oh, the prices just went up for a signed contract. We just eat.
Oh, it's not like we've never heard of it happening.
Yeah,
that's
no.
That's really important. I think people need to understand that.
Right. No, when you sign up and you sign a contract, the price is the price. We're not going to change it. The only thing is, you know, we're going to add the permit fee, which we tell every single customer. We're going to go pull the permit for you, and then we just ask to be reimbursed whatever it costs exactly. The only other fee you could encounter is, you know, if we stripped your roof off and there's bad OSB, you know, that obviously can get costly, but you know,
they know that going up front, though. You
they
make
do.
That clear to them at the presentation, correct?
Every single contract has on it where we make them sign if worst case scenario, all the wood's bad. We give them that worst case doomsday scenario so they are aware of it. But we don't like when we have to redeck a house just as much as a customer doesn't like it when it has to be done.
I believe that
we make
money, puts everything back, correct?
Right? We make no money, and now the job takes an extra day because we got to resheet your whole home. So it's not a moneymaker for us by any means, but we can't put new shingles over bad wood. We can't do it. Your roof won't stand up, and my guarantee is garbage then.
So you can get roofs done fairly quickly. Siding, same way, or is that a tougher thing to get hold of?
So we can get siding. We're usually about 3 to 4 months out on siding installs. So, you know, I would urge, again, get in the schedule now. Not only that, but just like with roofing, the siding materials are going up and up and up and up too. So if you lock in your price today, we may not get to it till, you know, November. We may not install your job till then. And if you can find somebody that can do it before then, you should run the other way.
You're right. So you said shout out again to your Aunt Denise. So if Aunt Denise called you right now and said, I need new siding, new roof, the Inside Outside guys referred me, are you going to give her a better deal?
She's my aunt. Of course I'm going to give her a better deal. But I'll tell you what.
What about everyone else, Tim?
I'll tell you what. For everybody else, all the people out there listening today, on your roofing or siding project, you call us up, tell us you heard about us on the Inside Outside Guys. We will give you 15% off your project right from the top.
Wow. That's a bunch.
I love the way you did that. You sounded like a 3-year-old kid. That's my aunt.
I love that.
My aunt's getting a better price than you, but you can have 50% off.
Good for you, Tim. Like we said, we first met Tim in Pro Home Improvement back in 2010 at the Pontiac Silver Dome. He's been a trusted team partner ever since. It's been a great relationship. Buddy, keep up the good work. We love coming here and sitting down and talking to you. And remind anybody if they need any help with any of their exterior siding, roofing, windows, insulation, give Pro Home Improvement a call. Thanks for being with us today, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You've been listening to the Inside Outside Guys on AM 760 WJR.